Hey, what's up, everyone out there? Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Addicted Fishing Podcast. You guys have been doing a good job of recording these. I haven't been in them, I don't think, though.
Yeah, you're freaking slacking. You're out there chasing four-legged critters way too much.
Having a really fun hunting season, but not a very successful one. I've got a lot of money in tags this year that did not get filled.
That tag soup was probably delicious, yeah. But you always kill. I'm sure your freezer's fine.
Yeah, I did a really good hunting season last year, so I was blessed last year. But this year, been tough. It's been really tough for me. But I had a lot of just memories that'll stick with me for life. So
we had some good ones during muzzleloader season, that's for sure.
Yeah, a lot of good muzzleloader season ones, and yeah, I know we got some hunters out there. Make sure you guys let us know. Message us. We've been talking about bringing back the Addicted Hunting Podcast. We were recording those pretty regularly. We've been talking about doing it again. So we want to hear your feedback. We want to know if you guys want to listen to it or not, because we've been thinking about reigniting it.
It's always this time of year we start thinking about it.
I know, exactly.
I wonder why.
Exactly. You've been fishing?
A little bit, running around, just kind of chasing stuff down with the camera. One day we're at the coast, next day we're in the gorge. Day before that, we're back at the coast. Then we were local, just kind of running around doing a bunch of everything. There's nothing out here like now that's just like strikingly good that we just have to go do. So it's kind of like, I'll just go over here, go here, try to film some good content.
Yeah, this time of year is always weird. This like November till like January before we get into it's like this transition, I feel like.
Yeah, and the thing about this transition this year is it's like our B-Run Co., I've been saying it every week. And I mean, I understand there's coho out there. I get it, guys. But like, it is a fraction of what it should be. Like, it is just not solid. Even the dam counts. We did a little content filming in the gorge today, trying to chase some coho. And I didn't look at the dam counts like the last 3 days. And it was like 8, 13, 4. Might have been a week late on that one.
Some of the rivers have gotten a decent run, though, right? Like some of the coastal rivers have gotten some fish.
Some of the coastal stuff and then some of the up north. But even like I was talking to Kratzer and he said, you know, I sent a couple guys up there to try to fish with him. And even he said it was just kind of like, he's like, it's good enough to get their fish, but definitely like not a just, you know, 30 fish a day kind of stuff. I mean, you know, and everything kind of ebbs and flows with the rain and stuff. But the reality is like last year, I said it for at least the Columbia River systems, you know, for 2 weeks. The dam count was a solid 1,000 plus fish a day, coho a day, from like the last week of October through about the first 2 weeks of November. And this year, it's just nothing. 140 a day was the average. And then it just fell on its face about 3-4 days ago. Game over.
Weird.
Yeah. I'm a little scared too, because the reality of the situation is generally B-run coho correlates what we see for winter steelhead. For whatever reason, there is kind of a numbers game there. They don't do a lot of forecasting. I mean, they do obviously forecasting for the North Coast Washington steelhead because they have to.
No, they do a really good job at that too.
But, but you know, the North Oregon coast, they don't because they don't have to, because of certain programs. We're not going to go there. But generally, when we see a pretty decent B run and that's pretty strong, it generally shows that we're going to have a decent, steelhead run. And so I'm a little like, might have to transition to steelhead a little early.
Oh, man.
I know you didn't want me to say that.
That's why I'm just going
to... But, you know, I can be... I'm
going to be hunting more and more.
Yeah, right? Well, fish forecasting can be wrong. And, we always say these things and then, next thing you know, we have...
Or like, I'm seriously... I think me and you are... in the next 10, 15 years, we might legitimately end up in Florida.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not going to say where I'm going to go, but yeah, that could very well happen. Just snowbird. Right after hunting season, just bail.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, the reality is like seasons are getting tougher. You know, we're losing, as far as from the guiding standpoint, I mean, we've lost our summer, sturgeon seasons and springer seasons are getting a little leaner and it, summer
for guiding,
steel has gone.
You guys are dealing with some tough situations. A lot of our YouTube buddies, they all go to Florida this time of year.
Why now begs the question. I mean, in 2 weeks we're going to freaking Pennsylvania.
I know,
to get more steelhead because I can't convince you to send us to freaking Costa Rica,
somewhere warm.
Somewhere nice. I mean, I'm super excited about filming another movie and doing Steelhead Alley.
It's gonna be fun
for the sportsman shows. But see, usually that's that transition period, right? We kind of get lulled into sleep about mid-November. Then you have the holidays. Then we do like your birthday rafting trip. There's like some things kind of like going on. And then like December hits and everyone kind of lays low for the month. And then like January hits, sturgeon season. And then like sportsman show, steelhead, steel, steel. And all of a sudden, poof, the flowers are out and it's spring.
Yep.
But you're right. It is kind of funky right now.
It's super funky. But I am excited for this Erie trip. It's going to be a, it's going to be a blast. If you guys didn't catch what Cam said, we are filming a brand new movie. It's going to be premiering at Puyallup and at the Portland Sportsman Shows this year. We are heading to do Steelhead Alley. Something that's kind of been, you know, when you grow up fishing and you read salmon, trout, steelhead, when you're out here in the Pacific Northwest, you always are hearing about Steelhead Alley. So it's been on a
better live up to the hype. That's all I can say, because I drug out, we were doing a little rafting Lake Coho fishing a few days ago. And I actually busted out the pin rod because I'm like, you know what? I better be ready. I better be ready. And we had Blair Johnson with us from VGS Guide Service along for the ride. And man, he just, I mean, before I even took a cast, just starts cutting into me about this. Oh, that pin rod, and whack a couple fish like right out of the gate before he even got a fish on the pin rod. I'm like, hey, man, here you go. Like,
well, so. I was texting one of our artists that lives out there. He's actually drawing a bunch of our artwork. And I was messaging him. I'm like, hey, we're going to be out in your neck of the woods. And he said, I said, absolutely. Maybe we can fish one of the days that we're out there. And he said, yeah, I'd love to show you the real Steelhead Alley.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to have some good connections out there. And there's already been some people hitting us up. So hopefully we can get on some good fishing and really kind of see what it's like out there. From what I noticed, it doesn't seem like the fish are very big. A lot of the fish in those regions.
Even when we went with Kyle and them up in Michigan Fish Fry. If you guys haven't checked out that video, go look at that Michigan. But right, but that fish that I happened into with Frey, 13, 15 pounds, is a nice big one. He's like, that's the biggest one that I've seen in like years. Yeah. Like, so, and damn fish light wanted to show up for the camera, I guess. But the reality was like, yeah, that was a pretty abnormal fish. And that's, I mean, even for over here, a 13, 15 pound fish is a great fish, but it's not that uncommon. But
no.
A lot of six and sevens, a lot of them.
Yep. And I feel like when I look at pictures of Steelhead Alley, and like, you know, I've followed Aaron Chine for a while on his page, and most of the fish are in that 5 to 7 pound range, it seems like.
Yeah. I, you know,
but it sounds like you can get numbers. I mean, I've heard of stupid stuff like 50 fish days and crap like that.
See, I will go and catch smallmouth bass and catch 50 a day and be happy. And they're all like 2 pounds. So you know what? Like, the reality is like numbers are fun.
Yeah.
And numbers get, when you have the numbers too, like we know from filming, you know, start getting creative, start having competitions.
Yep.
You start doing like, I'm going to be like, here, Nick, here's the pin rod. Like I'm going to be shoving that thing in all your guys' hands. Like, and if we get to some fish, or it turns into a struggle, we might have to catch a fish for the camera or else we have no movie.
There's going to be some goals, you know, some things that we're trying to accomplish. So be on the lookout, guys. It's going to be a fun one to film.
Yeah. Give us some suggestions or hit us up. If you guys are hearing this over there in the Midwest and any ideas,
we definitely need to go somewhere warm.
Yeah. Freaking A. Especially after today. Especially after today.
It was really cold in the Columbia River Gorge. 70 miles an hour in the Columbia River Gorge.
It was really cold. No. Actually, it wasn't too bad. But
I didn't think it was that cold today.
No. No. No.
I also wasn't in a boat. I was in a heated office all day with my computers.
But the reality is the region hasn't been cold, too. And that's what's kind of scary about, like, going back to, okay, we're done with Steelhead Alley. But going back to, like, the Coho thing, like, all the leaves are still on the tree. Like, we're driving back from the gorge. Half the trees are yellow. Half the trees are green.
Mm-hmm. That is weird.
November 15th, 14th.
Even like my neighbors, I noticed that, because like my neighbors' trees are always normally, and they're all still have their leaves, so I don't know what the heck's going on there.
Yeah.
We had some big windstorms too, and I thought, oh, here we go, the leaves are going to fall on this. They didn't.
It's going to suck for deer hunting tomorrow. They got lots of cover. You can't see through the bushes.
This rain's going to be good though.
Yeah.
This rain's going to be good.
Yeah, I'm going to go in the morning and give her.
Where are you going to go?
I've heard
you should go up over the 6600. Into the Weyerhaeuser.
Okay, I did that last year, and it was there. Okay, that was too many people for me. I wanted to go where I saw that nice 3-point in that road. I want to go there. I'm going to try to go there in the morning about an hour before dark, and if there's no one walking in that back way, I'm going to go that way.
Yeah,
that's inside baseball. We're squirreling.
I'm telling you, too.
We need to.
You really, really should also consider going up Hatchet.
Why are we talking about this right now?
Because these guys know it's deer hunting season. They gotta hear about some deer hunting stories.
Hatchet. I'm sure I could Google that and figure out what we're up to.
Oh, maybe. Maybe.
Not that it means
anything. Well, what else is going on? So we got sportsman shows coming up. We launched a contest on our website, guys. Go. Every single year we do a sweepstakes. Super excited for you guys to see it. It's called the Golden Ticket Sweepstakes. And this year we're giving away an all-inclusive steelhead fishing weekend to come hang out with us. We're going to be at Big Dave's Lodge on the Wilson River. Yes, we're going to say river names right now because you got to know where you're going to be.
Well, you
be
can
able to
also
go.
Search Google. Just like actually,
it's called the Wilson Big, River Lodge. So.
Google Big Dave and find out.
Exactly. So anyway, you're going to hang out with us. You'll be at the lodge. We'll be fishing for a couple days with you. We're also going to be giving you a whole backpack addicted full of steelhead gear. It's going to be a good time. I'm excited for it. So if you go to our website, check out the Golden Ticket Contest. There's a couple ways you can enter. You can enter for free right on the landing page, or every dollar that you spend on the website will also get you additional entries. So
I can tell you what, this is one you want to win. We always reserve this like special week, and it is like the creme de la creme on weather, the creme de la creme on steelhead numbers, and it's good.
It is
like,
a
it's
lot
good.
Of
like you want to win this one. Like this is a
and
fun one.
There's nine other prizes. So there's going to be that one as the grand prize. And then there's also a couple. There's a guided trip with Jordan, a guided trip with Popoff. There's just a whole bunch of other prizes on there. So head over to the website, check it out. We still got some time before we got this live feed. What else do we want to talk about here? What else has been going on? You got sturgeon. Is sturgeon fishing going to be good this year, you think?
Yeah, it's always good. It'll be good this year, especially if the mild temperatures keep up. It'll be even better.
I've heard we're supposed to have a really mild winter this
year.
Yeah,
no, if that stays true and, you know, low snowpacks. I mean, I'm rooting for an early spring now every year. So, and after today, the Columbia is still 53 degrees. It ain't cold. Like, it's like prime smallie time right now. So, I am going to say if the trend continues, you know, it's got another 6 weeks, the fish are going to be there. They're going to get caught. Quota's going to go fast. It's probably going to be another one of those 10, 12-day seasons. They did set the season for, you know, the Bonneville and the Dallas Pool Monday, Wednesday, Saturday, starting January 1. And then it is 7 days a week in the John Day Pool. But these are until the quotas are met. So if you're planning on going, you know, get with whoever you're going with soon and get some of those earlier dates. Because if it does stay warm, that season does not
they'll get caught
last
quick.
Long. Yeah.
Can guys get them from the bank up there?
Yeah, there are some very there are some very productive bank areas. Yes.
Sweet.
Yep.
So there you guys go. That's a good opportunity, guys, to get up and catch some fish. They're good to eat. I'm sure. So you're probably booked, but I'm sure if you have contacts of people if they want to get out. Yep. Yeah.
Absolutely. You guys can find me.
Yeah.
Hit me up. We'll get you dialed up. I fish with about four or five other guys up there that we all work really well together and find them, catch them. That's a good fishery because you catch like 50 a day.
So we have sturgeon, and then after that, we basically were steelhead.
Yeah, steelhead. But I mean, the reality is, it's like they'll be steelhead. I mean,
right when
I saw our cohorts up north filming with Mr. Mike Z caught a steelhead a few days ago.
Who's that?
Dwayne England and the Fish Hunt Northwest guys. So they were posting it all over, and I'm like, that looks like a steelhead to me. So there you go. There may be some, maybe the whole B run coho thing's completely wrong. And then we're
going to get seeing some a bunch
of, we're going to see some early.
Have any of our local hatcheries gotten steelhead back? Anything on the escapement reports? Who, which one?
Well, there's the one that's closed right now. So unfortunately that one, that's probably why came fish it, but no, that's good. Cool.
Sick.
Well, that's a good sign. I mean, the reality is that should be like, so I know like my local river, it's always between the second and third week of December, they all show up. So hopefully if there's a few early ones trickling around and a big run's always early.
That river's never good. You'll get, for like a couple days of fishing and then it's over.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that's what happens when the river is only 12 miles long.
Such a waste, man.
Yeah.
I don't know why they don't just take those fish and just put them in the river right next to it.
Oh, well, you'd have to ask our wild fish friends that. Excuse me, our wild fish idiots that. Sorry. Oh, I said it. I don't care.
All right, guys. Well, we're going to end on Cameron's that little note right there. We appreciate you guys so much for listening. Thank you. Thanks again for always tuning into our podcast. We're going to keep doing more and more of these. And, we'll see you guys on the river.